Listen to the words of Hebrews chapter 9, verse 17. For a will takes effect only at death, since it is not in force so long as the one who makes it is alive. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, God established the first covenant of the law with Moses on Mount Sinai. Yet even this first covenant could not be established without the shedding of blood. Moses killed the sacrifices, the sheep and the bulls, and he took their blood and he sprinkled it on the people, and he sprinkled it on the tabernacle, and he sprinkled it on all of the instruments and tools and things that were used for the Old Testament ceremonies in the sacrifices. These were but copies of heavenly things, but even they had to be purified with blood. The Bible says there is no forgiveness without the shedding of blood. This is the context of the Good Friday passage that we just heard from the letter to the Hebrews. Jesus Christ is the mediator of the new covenant, the new covenant of God's grace. And that covenant required the shedding of blood. It is the covenant of God to man of the forgiveness of all of our sin and our eternal dwelling with God in heaven in the temple not made with human hands. The covenant of grace cleanses our guilty consciences. That covenant enables us to receive our promised eternal inheritance in heaven. Jesus is the bringer of a better sacrifice, of better blood. For this blood, unlike Moses' shedding of blood, only cleansed the people outwardly so that they would be ceremonially clean. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us inwardly so that we are able to stand before God, not guilty of our sins, assured of our place in heaven. Jesus Christ offered his blood once for all to take away our sins. Jesus' blood is the reason that God's grace has set us free and we have that certain hope of eternal life. There is no forgiveness without the shedding of blood. That's why you and I are here this evening. Jesus Christ came to set us free from the sins that we committed, breaking the first covenant of the law. The new covenant that is God's forgiveness in our Savior is Christ's last will and testament to us, his heirs. And the writer to the Hebrews says something that's true even today, isn't it? A person makes a will, but that will goes into effect only after that person dies. So long as they live, that will is not in effect. Jesus Christ had to die to put into effect his last will and testament to us, the forgiveness of all of our sins, the removal of our guilt, the removal of our separation from God for all eternity. When we think of a will, we often think, and generally think, don't we, of material possessions. What material goods did our Lord Jesus put into effect for us to receive when he died on the cross? Absolutely none. Think of what Jesus had or didn't have materially. The few clothes that he had, he lost to Roman soldiers playing games of chance. When he told John to take care of his mother, he didn't say, "Here's the deed to our land, so now you own it." He didn't say, "Here's the front door key to our mansion, now go live in it." When Jesus rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, he had to borrow a donkey. He had to go to somebody through his disciples who would say, when asked, "Why are you taking this donkey?" They answered, "Well, the Lord needs it because he doesn't even have his own." Jesus didn't leave anybody any bank accounts. He didn't leave anybody any safety deposit boxes filled with silver or gold. What we did receive from him is that new covenant of the gospel of the forgiveness of our sins in Christ. And that will that went into effect when Jesus died was not written in ink regarding temporal goods. That will is written in the blood of Christ, by which you and I inherit eternal goods. Our Lord Jesus Christ put that will, his last will and testament, into effect after he cried out, "It is finished," and said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." By dying on the cross, Jesus set into effect a will that gives us gifts beyond price. Gifts that are infinitely beyond any inheritance that a man-made will could ever bestow. Moses entered the man-made tabernacle with the blood of beasts. This blood of the sacrifices put into effect the old covenant and made Moses and the people outwardly, ceremonially clean. It did not forgive their sins. What forgave their sins was the blood of the coming Messiah that blood represented, that blood pictured. Those who believed in Israel in the promises of God were cleansed from their sins by the will that the coming Messiah, Jesus, would put into effect by dying on the cross. God's people had the benefit of that blood as they trusted in the promise of God that it was coming. They had the same benefit that we have, because for them, God had put that will into effect, because in the promise, Jesus already had died, because God said he was going to. And so the people trusted in that as a completed fact. When they saw Moses enter that man-made tabernacle with that animal blood, their eyes of faith were to look off into the future to see the blood of the Messiah in the person of Jesus Christ, who would shed his blood to lead them not into a tabernacle made with hands, but to lead them into the tabernacle that is in heaven, that is the eternal tabernacle of God's grace. Through repentance and faith in Jesus Christ, we follow our Savior Jesus into that heavenly tabernacle. We follow him and are able to follow him because we are carrying our inheritance. We're carrying what he has left us in his last will and testament that enables us to leave this world and to go where he has gone. We enter the same glorious sanctuary of heaven that Jesus' last will and testament, "It is finished," has put into effect, because the one who made it has borne the wages of our sins and died on our cross. Amen.